Ironica, well, you know, we don't really have pets on board, but we have had some animals in the past. We've had fish on board the space station. We've had ants and other insects. And on a future vehicle, the Japanese experiment is bringing some mice up to the space station, which will be returned to Japan, and then we'll be studying their offspring. Over. Hi Robin, well they're not very special, but I do carry with me a torch, autocrine and a leatherman, because they, I use them probably about 5 or 6 times every day. Over. Hi Anna Marie, great question. I think the biggest problem at the moment is dealing with radiation, because, you know, propulsion techniques are getting better, we'll be able to go to Mars, it may take 2 or 3 years, but the biggest problem will be how to protect ourselves from the radiation. Over. Hi Linda, well we have cameras on our helmets that send a signal over radio and that bandwidth is big enough to be able to. So that's how we get our images back, and also the Russians use GoPro cameras to download that imagery after the spacewalk. Over. I don't ask, that's a good question. I think probably it's like life on a submarine in many ways. You know, we're quite isolated. We have recycled air. We recycle all of our urine into water. We eat food out of packages which are warmed up, or we just add hot water to. So it's the kind of environment that you might experience living in a submarine. Over. And to everybody who has asked the brilliant questions today, it's been a real pleasure talking to you in the Czech Republic. I'm delighted we've had the call this morning, and have a great day. Many thanks indeed. Goodbye. Out. Oscar Kilo 2, Kilo Yankee Juliet, this is Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra. Many thanks indeed. It will be good to talk to you again sometime. Thank you. Bye-bye.